Today is March 23rd, 2026. If you want to join me in my chat room here on YouTube, you can do so right on my channel, you guys. So good morning, Serena. Serena is here and saying, hey, everything is a go. You're looking great. Hi, welcome. I'm talking today with all of you about gratitude. And this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. But before we get to that, I want to ask you to subscribe to this channel. And as I build my base here, we are going to make some great things happen, all right? So I am a metaphysical teacher and definitely am deep dive into the weeds of all things metaphysics all the time. It's something that just is, a delight to me and how I live my life. On that note, you guys, there's an announcement that I have. Every Monday night, I am back in 12academy.com, and I am holding a remote healing session. I will put that in the chat room right now, if it allows me to. Oh, I have to sign into chat. Oh my goodness. Now I completely lost the chat. That's just ridiculous. I just lost you guys. I am so sorry. Hold on a minute. Let me figure this out. I'm still figuring out all the little tips and tools on YouTube there. I think I got it back. Yeah. So I am holding a remote healing session for half an hour every single Monday nights. I call it the Energy IV Drip Bar. And what most people know about me who know my work is that I work as a remote healer. That is a wonderful conversation that we will have at some point. But basically, I help your nervous system regulate. And I have done it for 30 years. I think longer without me even understanding it or knowing it. I just kind of came in this way, being really sensitive. I'm wired in a very sensitive way. So you guys, I will put the link into the chat room once it might be after the show, because I keep losing the chat room every single time I try to post. It's asking me to sign into Google. Okay, so that is through the number one, the number two, the word academy.com. All you have to do is come into the room. You phone in. It's phone only. And it depends on the group that is sitting with me. Lots of times people will come in with recent surgeries, if they've had a surgery and they need some help stabilizing, having problems with thinking, you know, like I seem muddled in my thoughts or really struggling through heartache or loss, or trying to find a new job, or discontentedness across the board. Their spirit usually shows up in these sessions, and there are pretty remarkable messages that are delivered. It just depends on the group. And for me, I activate the field in a very unique way to not only stabilize the room, but then to begin to, like, it's like people call it a cheesecloth. And it's just, it moves. You see what I'm doing with my hands? I'm already kind of doing it for everybody here in the room right now. Hi, you guys. So do consider it. At some point, the platform will be bigger, And the more the merrier for me. And it really doesn't matter. You guys, if you feel like you are struggling to emotionally regulate, or if you're struggling with thoughts that are just kind of all over the place, you're having physical problems, there is a chronic issue that you have, if you're recovering from being sick, or let's just say recovering from the nutsball craziness that's going on in this world right now, and it's just kicking you off your heels into panic and worry and all that kind of stuff, come in half hour. Come in just for a half hour, all right? And I promise you will feel better. And you will feel calmer. Your nervous system is just going to come back in. And the benefits of that is that we do better. We think better. We do better across the board of our lives. All right. I am saying hi to Sherry or Tara. Hi. Hi. Welcome, Tara. Hey. Pamela's here. Hi, sweetie. I know. I'm figuring this out as I go. Tara, it is tonight. It's going to be every Monday night from 5 to 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, all right? And it's through 12academy.com. I keep it to a tight half hour because it's really all that we kind of need. I can move that energy pretty quickly. That should be a conversation that I should have with a bunch of you. Yeah. I've done healing work intentionally for probably, I want to say, the last 20 years. It initially started with soul clearings, which is a whole nother conversation to have, right? And that's just essentially spirit that has not fully transitioned to the other side, and they kind of get stuck in the in between. That ball has rolled up to my feet. Doesn't matter where I am, all my life. But as a remote healer, which I've been trained as a remote healer, I trained myself in many ways. It involves breath work and really being in tune with my body. So you could be anywhere in the world, and I can connect up and tune in with where the blockages are, what's going on. If you look at energy, you know, when we're struggling with a health issue or we're struggling with an emotional loss, yeah, or panic or worry, that gets stuck in our physical body because we're just essentially energy compressed, 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 beautifully, intricately compressed energy, and we're here, right? This is this, but that our energetic fields go out. So a great example of that is when somebody stands too close to you, and they're like this close. Like you're like, oh my God, that's too close. That you're bumping into one another's, well, he or she has just gotten way too close into your energy field. And that buffer is probably like, I don't know, it's like 2 to 3 feet out. I feel it all. It runs through my entire system. And when I can feel it, then I can do something about it. You know, it's like shaking it up and loosening up the compressed energy so that you feel better. And you physically will feel better, I promise. Yeah. There's a ton of reviews, you guys, over at 12 Academy. About this. I've been doing this over there for 15 years. I took a break. I wrote a book. Book's coming out soon, which I'm excited about. I'll talk to you about as well. All right. Kweli, good morning, honey. And Claire, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, sweetheart. Dylan's here. Hi, sister. Hi, honey. I'm hugging you so hard. And Jean, Christine, I'm recovering from the death of my dog and my brother. Okay, right. The dog more so. Okay. Any words from either? Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's like I'm going to say this again, Jean. Death finds me. It's like the death, they find me. And I'm not going to do a reading right now, Jean, for you. We're going to talk about gratitude, but I promise you that what you will get from this session is an in-depth understanding of, how do I want to say this when it comes to death? Yeah, look at, I'm squirreling, right? Jean, we'll talk, I promise you. You guys, I work over at 1-2 Listen full time. I'm there every single day as a seer and as an intuitive, as a healer. And every once in a while, there will be mediumship sessions that do come through. I'm a different type of a medium. I'm a physical medium. And so that I act as a bridge for those that have passed, that haven't fully assimilated back into the field. And in order to assimilate back into the field, that's what I do. Anybody who is a part of my inner tribe knows this. And so what I can tell you, Jean, is that definitely come into the session tonight at through 1-2 Academy for the group healing. I think that will be amazing in helping your brother specifically, because that there is an issue there of not being ready and kind of cantankerous and not wanting to leave, and he actually doesn't quite know where he's at right now. Okay, so and I also have a 25% coupon code. You guys, the lowest I can go in the system is $20, and that's what I've done. Because I do this a lot for free. And then I'm going to throw a coupon code on top of it, all right? Okay. All right. So, you guys, if you need to talk to me, I'm over at 12listen.com. Note the number 1, the number 2 is in front of Academy and also 12listen. But if you go onto my homepage over at 12listen, just scroll down. And there is the link that you can take over to 1-2 Academy and register over there, okay? Yeah, I know. The job I do, it literally fits me like a glove. I'm so grateful for it. And I have to plug the entire staff over at 1-2 Listen. These are my fellow colleagues that are gifted. And I can back every single one of them on the site. Yeah. And that's saying something. They have their own superpowers and unique gifts that you can read about each one of us. And then you can read the reviews that are written by clients. They're all anonymous. And we never know when we're going to get a review. And reviews are not solitary to positive reviews, right? The irony of this whole conversation that I'm saying is that there's never a negative review. So, well, we are the real deal over there, you guys. And I do back every single one of my colleagues, all right? So go see who is right for your needs and who can help you, because that's what we want to do. We're there because we want to be of service to you. And right. And we're good at what we do, and we know we're good at what we do. I know I'm good at what I do. I know it. Yeah. I know it because I've worked my fanny off in understanding who I am and how this works in the quantum field. Pamela, it is tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Serena, can I ask you to go get that link for me and pop it in the chat room or anybody else from my One to Listen homepage? You guys, you know how to drive this. Can you go get the link and just pop it in the chat room for me so Pamela knows? I would really be grateful, you guys. Okay. So, yeah, quantum healing. Yes, do it all the time. And I promise I'll do a show on that. All right. Next week's show is going to be about the personal year cycles. We're going into April. It is the first month of the second quarter. So, whatever you guys have going on right now, keep going. The first quarter in every single personal year cycle is huge. Month one, two, and three. Three is the biggest. And note that the one, two, three is repeated. We're going to have the exact same opportunity October, November, December. 10, 11, 12 on the higher octave. So, whatever you've got going right now, there's a fire under your fanny. Get it done. Don't stop. Next month, things shift. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next week. All right. I know. All right. I want to talk to you about gratitude. Now, I have an intimate partnership and love affair with the mental field, with my mind. What is going on in my thoughts? As a seer, telepathy is not a big deal to me. Lots of times I will get downloads when I'm working with a client, and I can just hear like somebody's talking to me. What is the looping mechanism that's going on in their heads, in their minds, right? And it's a fascinating discussion to have about our ability to partner with the mental field. The mind is not your brain. Most people do understand that, but your mind is how you're picking and choosing to process information. Do you know, if you think about, you've got two people, here's a really great example. You've got two people, they experience the same thing. They witness something, right? And in that witnessing of that event, they could come out of it describing it completely different. Both have had a different experience with, I don't know, a kid on a bike and doing a flip in a skate park or something like that, or seeing something traumatic, and something traumatic happens, and their interpretation is different, right? So how we are in partnership with our thinking is kind of an important thing to start to think about. Our brain is inherently lazy. It defaults to the path of least resistance all the time because that looks like routine. And when we're just doing the same thing over and over and over again, our brains actually have these things called thought worms that they just run the same path, the same path, the same path, right? Note that if we ever start anything new, the neuroplasticity of our brain kind of goes, oh, wait, we're doing something new. And well, you're learning an instrument, you're taking up practice like practicing, I'm practicing gratitude. You know, I practice mindfulness every single day. I show up and I chop wood and I carry water every single day. Every single day is a new slate. How am I doing with how I'm thinking about things, and how am I doing with how I'm, you know, what am I thinking about and why am I thinking about that? And is that loving and inclusive and supportive of me or other people? Or am I getting stuck in old patterns, right? So we're constantly needing to work out our brains because our brains are inherently lazy and they default to the path of least resistance all the time. They're like, oh, you're not doing anything new. I know how, I'm just going to go on this tributary. I know how this goes, right? All right. So when we start strengthening the neural pathways through gratitude, we start the process of emotionally regulating ourselves. That's what we do. And when we are emotionally dysregulated, things get pretty funky pretty quickly, right? Depression starts to come in. We feel apathetic. We just don't have any drive to like do anything. It's because your brain is going, nah, come on, this is a lot easier. I don't want to work out today. Yesterday, there's a cute fur baby that's a bulldog that visits every once in a while where I live, and I can't remember his name. He's got the cutest little name, but he's kind of slow and really not inclined to move all that much. He prefers to kind of chill and not move. I mean, it's like, well, God, oh, he's got the cutest name, you guys. I wish, you know, I'll take a picture at some point and share. But our brains are, if I can say this, it feels a little bit like the bulldog. We're like, I just don't really want to move. So if we're going to work out the mental field through gratitude, let's talk about that right now, because gratitude has everything to do with you feeling better and having emotional regulation. Empathy kicks up, compassion kicks up, kindness kicks up. Everything is up. Note it's up. It's a higher resonance field of gratitude. And it doesn't matter what's on your plate. Something as simple that you can do right now is to think, in this moment, am I okay? I talked about this last week. Are you breathing? Yeah? Okay. I am grateful that I'm sitting here breathing. Yeah. All right. I am grateful for my breathing right now. Is your heart beating? Yeah, I'm grateful for my heart beating. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. You just have to say the words. I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the beautiful day that I have outside of my window right now. And the view that I have of the water. I'm grateful for the beauty that surrounds me. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm grateful for my voice and that I can speak and I can share and I can be in this space with you. I'm grateful for all of you who are here right now. And I'm sending you just a tremendous amount of love wherever you are. I'm grateful for my fur baby, Jetson, which I think he's a little camera shy. You know, he's an 18-pound black cat. And he's just, I don't know. He's my sidekick and he's a part of my family. I'm grateful for the chair that I'm sitting in. I'm grateful for the coffee that I drank this morning. You guys, there's so many things that you can just immediately begin to grab onto and start to slow things down. And what you're doing is you're telling your mind, we're going to do this now. I know it's a little bat wing crazy over there. We're going to do this now. The benefits of doing something as simple as this, and this is really mindfulness in action. It really is. What's going on in neuroscience is so exciting to me because finally, at 60 years old, when I was raised during a time when physics was just physics And quantum physics was like this, like way out there wackadoodle thing. That really hadn't, you know, when I was in my 20s and my 30s, really hadn't gotten any speed or cred behind it. And now we've gone all the way, you know, down this beautiful rabbit hole where we are realizing, thanks to people like Joe Dispenza, who is front-loading studies, peer study reviews, about the impact that meditation, practicing gratitude, focusing on love has on the brain. Now, when we take it home to our lives, when you do these things that are at a higher octave, they're at a higher resonance fields, a field than the lower frequency stuff, which is blame, shame, guilt, anger, rage, exclusionary practices. You feel like you are just and right to behave in the way that you are because that person deserves it, all that kind of stuff. Those are lower resonance fields, right? So when we get up into inclusion, unity, love, gratitude, compassion, kindness, curiosity, leaning into everything, in the midst of the insanity of what's going on in this world right now, right? When you front load that, you know the impact that it has on your life, boots on the ground. I'm not kidding. The research behind this is also there. You start to have something that I love. I love synchronistic events. I love it. Synchronicity basically is same, same. And when we start having these events that you say, oh my God, you can't make that shit up. That just happened. I just met that person, or this person just offered me this job, or, and it just starts to roll. It has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with you, with what you're doing. If you practice gratitude, entanglement theory actually begins to happen. And I have, let's finally do it. So entanglement theory, I promise this for a while. You guys, it's not complicated, but it is fascinating. Einstein called this, called it a spooky phenomenon, because it is kind of spooky that two disparate particles, it doesn't matter how far apart, they could be in different galaxies, but if they come from the same source, right? So this one changes over here. It immediately impacts this one over here to match it. And when we have, so for generating out, I need to say something. Yeah, I will. When you are saying, why does the same thing keep happening to me? This is just me and my seer, and I'm listening. This is where I am all the time. I need to share this with you. When you say, oh my God, the same thing happens over and over and over again, why does this keep happening to me? Slow yourself down, and you got to go in here. What relationship do you have with the mental field? And what are the looping mechanisms that are running on autopilot now? Because that's what our brain does. It gets really used to that loop. Gets so used to it. It's like, oh, go to bed, wake up the next day, rinse, repeat. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And, you know, I have a lot of compassion for people who are struggling with this disengagement process. I know. And it can be difficult, but it's doable. And you could say, all right, you know, Chris, I can do this. I can practice gratitude. I can do that. I can be grateful for my coffee or my tea in the morning. I can be grateful for my animals and when I'm petting them and loving them or playing, I could say, you know, I am so grateful that I have you in my life. Thank you. I can be grateful for my children. Oh, yeah, I am so grateful for my children. I love their laughs. I love how they think. I love everything about them. And they're so uniquely themselves. I love my friends. And I love how they are all uniquely themselves. I love my family. I love my clients. I love where I live. I love going to the grocery store. And I love who I meet in the grocery store. Right? You can grab your day. And as you move through the day, if you're going into a meeting, I'm so grateful for this meeting. I'm so grateful for these new people I'm going to meet. I'm so grateful for the topic that we're going to be talking about. And I'm grateful to learn. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden, that little thing right there, like most people can do that, but the impact is really kind of astounding how almost immediately, the more that you spend here, right? There are some studies that say 17 seconds, and it was also Esther Hicks, Abraham, who the first time I ever heard of this, she said 17 seconds minimum. Can you practice gratitude for 17 seconds? What do you guys think? Can you do it? Hold on a minute. I'm going to look. Yeah, you guys. Okay, thoughts around gratitude. Come on, let's get a conversation going about this. Thoughts around gratitude. Can you practice it for 17 seconds? Can you hold gratitude here? And it's really gratitude here. Can you hold gratitude here? I'm grateful for this body. And it doesn't matter. Listen, if you've gone through a surgery, if you're going through a health crisis, you say, I am grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. Yeah, I'm grateful for these hands. These hands play the most beautiful music. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude is giving thanks, right? Gratitude is giving thanks. And what you're doing is you're partnering with Quantum Field and you're saying, listen, I'm going to switch up the game. I'm here to do something different. I want to do something different today. And what I want to do today is I want to cultivate joy and kindness and compassion in my environment. I want to cultivate creativity and curiosity. I want to play a little bit. And I know that when I play, I'm in my happy place and I feel good here. And when I feel good here, I feel grateful to be alive. Right. So the overabundance of information that's coming in from outside in to all of us right now is massive exclusionary practices that say you're out. You're out. It is us versus them. It's not you and I. There is a loss of our shared humanity that is loud and in charge out there. You know what is gaining speed, though, is just this, what's happening right here. Believing in inclusivity, in unity, not division, like fortifying. I see the divine in you. Openly fortifying that. Openly proclaiming the divine in me sees the divine in you. It's an open discussion. And so if we're all a part of this beautiful quantum blueprint, therefore it stands to reason your divinity and my divinity are in action right now. They are in action this red hot minute, this red hot second. And therefore lean in and say, I am so grateful for you. Right? I am grateful for you. I'm grateful, period, for anything in my life. You know, and it produces emotional regulation. so that we can begin to, you know, we feel like I have my own emotional agency, and it's sitting in my cells, and I'm good. I'm stable, and I have my mental agency as well, and I'm good, and I'm in my bones. Yeah. So another tip that I do, you guys, is I call my mind Kate. Kate is a name that I gave how I related to the mental field a long time ago, decades ago, because I know that there was like some connection to, I just needed to talk to her. I needed to talk to the field, and I needed to have like some sort of personal connection to the mental field that felt like I was having a conversation back and forth. And when we're bumping up against some pretty old looping mechanisms that are in our field of awareness, they could come from your family of origin, they can come from your relationships that are going on in your life. If we're bumping up against the patterns that have a lot to do with feeling used or feeling like somebody is doing something to us again, or not giving something to us again, yeah, what do we say? What is the pattern that's going on in your brain? The pattern of the places that are lit up in your brain are repetition, and they're like well-worn highways. This is the dynamic in this relationship. This is the dynamic that's sitting in my work. I fully expect for that person to do this thing. I fully expect, you know, this is how we talk. Oh, yeah, listen, nah, yeah, I know. I just got to get through it. We talk like that because we have a full-blown expectation that the same thing is going to happen like it did the day before, and it did the day before. Well, how powerful is your relationship with your mental field? Can you do something different? Of course you can. Can you switch it up by saying, you know what, today I'm going to practice gratitude because it feels a hell of a lot better than that other shit. Today I'm going to practice being in my happy place. Today I'm just going to say, you know what, not today. I'm not doing that again today. I'm going to do something different. Now, the weird thing about this is that your brain kind of goes, yeah, you can give that a shot, but I'm going to make sure that we're going to get back to what I'm comfy in, you know, because I don't really want to work that hard. Yeah, right. And then you kind of forget that your day you committed to practicing the art of gratitude and front-loading thankfulness and front-loading, you know, even as I just say gratitude and thankfulness, you guys, you know, it's this thing, it's this feeling right here. Yeah. I couldn't do the healing work that I do if I wasn't absolutely in a state of gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation for being in that position to be of service to somebody in that way. Oh, heaven's sakes, no. It doesn't work like that. Divine beings here in human form. Wow. We are more powerful than we know. It's like we have to, you know, wherever you come from in the world, you're given a deck of cards. And somebody tells you, listen, here's the deck to play with. Here's all the belief systems. Here's what you can and you can't do. Never mind the fact that, for the most part, your innate divinity is not recognized. Take that card out. All right? You as a quantum being here, actively creating as your life, that card's not in there. you as a divine being that is a part of the living matrix of consciousness. That's not in there. You as a powerful part of the fabric of the field. And without you, there's a piece missing. And it's so vital that your piece is recognized, celebrated, and honored. That's not in there. Okay, so that card's not there. We've got to grab onto our mental field, because this is about mindfulness. This is about practicing gratitude. This is what this whole conversation is about. You got to unpack it and say, well, what was I given? that's a big step. That is a huge part of the book and the workbook. Now, there's two things, a book and a workbook that's coming out just to help people unpack their beautiful, beautiful mental fields that is feeding their brains to move and to I want a bunch of new thought worms to start moving around in your brain. I spent a week at a Dr. Joe meditation retreat, and I call Dr. Joe is a little bit like a grumpy old man, which I love, because he just is like, all right, knock it off. Just knock it off. Get into your heart. And it was 40 hours of meditation in a week. And this is overcoming the mental field. And, you know, the thing that made me so excited about that experience is that I was able to simply focus in on remote healing. And I could just relax everything around me. And the very first session, I had my Kundalini activated, and it was amazing. And at some point, I was just rotating all the time, which is also a part of being a part of the greater field. And that's how remote healing happens. But the point of this is, if we can just every single day, can you make a difference in your life and the people around you by honoring and celebrating what makes them unique through gratitude? You might say most of it quietly to yourself. You could say something out loud. You know, I really appreciate blah. Thank you for this. I really appreciate, I'm so grateful for. If you say this to someone, you know, being kind to somebody at the grocery store or when you're out and about, That's gratitude, being kind. It changes your life. It changes what's happening in your life. And, you know, for me, because I'm always thinking about the greater collective and this shift in consciousness that is we're in right now, it changes the very fabric of the field of the very fabric of this never-ending, beautiful, rolling sea of energy that we are a part of and we are becoming, you know? So, what are some ways that you guys have practiced gratitude? Let's talk about that. Let's see if I can get some conversation going in the chat room, because you guys are so quiet. Yeah, nobody's saying much, or maybe you're just so absolutely excited about this topic that you simply would like to listen. Okay, gratitude, and where do I want to go right now? I think I'm going to put the remote healing work together with being able to practice gratitude and mindfulness. Because when you get into something like boots on the ground that you can do it with your eyes open. You can be putting gas in your car. You can be walking across the street to the coffee shop. You can be going having lunch with a friend. You could be walking into a yoga class. You could be, I don't know, changing your baby's diaper. You could be doing anything in life, that climbing a ladder or jumping out of an airplane or trimming a tree or weeding your garden or bathing your animal, bathing your dog, right? Can you grab life, putting on your tennis shoes, going for a walk? What are the things that make up your life? Walking around, doing it, eyes wide open, practicing gratitude. This is a heart-centered exercise. It sits in the very core of, you know, your emotional regulation, right? I am grateful for these sneakers that I'm putting on. I'm grateful for the fact that I am taking this body out for a walk. Yep. And all of a sudden, it's just right here, right? Yeah, right, right. It changes the neural pathways in your brain. And your brain lights up in different sectors because you've got these new little thought worms that are going up and saying, oh, there's something new. And it's not a very thick pathway, but you just kind of want to keep working it. You just keep working it, and you just keep working it. Repetition builds a pattern, right? Builds a routine, and you have a new routine. And then this new routine, you're saying, no, we're doing this now. That's why I call Kate. My mental field is like, Kate, we're doing this now. Kate, we're doing this now. When I go to bed at night, I am scanning to see how I did for the day with my mindfulness and awareness practice. What were the bogeys and targets that I had? How did I do in front-loading kindness and compassion? How did I do? And then the next day, and I also said, well, what do I want to get better at? You know, I haven't even talked about manifesting, but that's just a natural byproduct of this. Because that is the entanglement theory where you've got two disparate particles, meaning they're just not connected together. But if they're from the same, they're made of the same stuff, they're going to go kink, kink. One, you change things up and you're saying, okay, this is the new name of the game. And then that disparate particle over there says, ah, we're changing things up. You wonder how to begin to bring in new experiences in your life, draw people to you, draw experiences to you. You do something like this. You want something better to happen in your life. You want to meet people that are of like mind. You want to find your community. You want a job that is just right there in the pocket that would make you happy. This is all about you and what makes you tick, right? You change things up. If you're somebody that says, why does the same thing keep happening to me over and over and over again? In a certain pocket, let's say it's relationships, you change things up. You want to draw a different experience to you, you change things up in how you're focusing your mental field of awareness. Change things up, right? This isn't something, hi, Lise. Hi, honey. This isn't lollipops and moonbeams being, you know, pooped out of your family, Fanny. This is boots on the ground, real stuff. Energy likes to hang out with its count, the sameness. And so if we're just compressed energy here, highly, highly compressed energy in the physical body, then it stands to reason the energy that you're emanating from here is going to draw to you same. All right? And so if you're somebody who practices, well, it's not, nobody's going to be listening to this from that camp. It was exclusionary practices, you know. I deserve to treat you this way. You are separate, you are other. I don't think anybody is listening to me talk. You guys are all the seers and the empaths and the old souls that are here, you know. But if you front load kindness and compassion and curiosity, genuinely leaning into your life, I guarantee you, same frequency is going to come back to you in the form of people, experiences, yeah, and stuff like that. That's the place where you go, oh my gosh, you can't make this shit up. That just happened. And you get so excited about it and you call your friends and you go, this has happened, right? So, yeah. And there's so much beautiful science that is now behind it. Isn't that fantastic? That it's finally catching up. And I think people feel so bad when, let's say you're having a bad day because some really tough things happened, all right? Like somebody in the chat room right now, their dog passed and their brother passed, and that's hard stuff. There's so much death that's going on right now. Let's say you lost your job. Or let's say, gosh, you guys, a relationship imploded. Those are hard things. Even as you're practicing gratitude and you're a mindfulness guru and you study breath work and you meditate and all this kind of stuff. So why that? Why now? We pause for a minute and we say, just hold on a minute. This is where you find somebody like me. And then I simply help your nervous system regulate, right? And then we talk. We talk about this. Why is this happening? All right? And where is it going? Over and over and over again, because I have been a seer out in the public for the last 15 years of my life. There is always, at the flip side of that, if that didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. If that didn't happen, I wouldn't have met this person, been in this situation, had this, opportunity. I would be living here. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So this is where we come together in community and we support one another in the way, like my gift is the ability to help stabilize the energy field. That's one of my superpowers. And I have no compunction saying it is definitely something. I'm like, I can do that. Yep. I got that. And we come together and we support each other with our gifts. That's what we do. Everybody has their, this is what I offer. This is what I can offer. This is what I can offer inside of community. That's how we love each other and support one another, right? So, checking on the time. I've got 7 minutes. If you guys want to ask any questions, go ahead and ask. When you, I don't know, I've so many teaching forums and so many support systems in community to have somebody have this like, whoa, this is really cool. The synchronistic events that happen when you start a very simple premise, because I know gratitude right now seems challenging and difficult, right? Because of the destabilized state that specifically in the United States, but elsewhere in the world, that we find ourselves in, you know? And I can hear the counter arguments there about, well, what about war? What about this? What about that? We're getting into a deeper, that would be a wonderful excuse to not practice gratitude. That would be a wonderful reason to stay in anger. It would. That would do it, you know, or paranoia or fear. And those are all these really low-lying frequencies that a lot of people are tapped into. And if I were in a war-torn country right now, I would be absolutely working on this in a way that is regulating my central nervous system so I could think clearly, I could have synchronistic events that would be flowing in the direction so that I was protected, loved, supported, as well as all the people around me, as I'm paying attention to why this, why now? Is this a destiny point that I am here for this specific reason in this time and zone, and for what purpose? I would be pumping out high vibrating source energy. And when I have been in trauma in my life, by the way, and I've been in tough situations, because I'm not immune to that, I've done the same thing there. Yeah, really challenging situations and relationships. And this is my definition of you chop wood, carry water. Hold on a second, you guys. If I recognize the divinity in everybody, that we all come from the same source, and that includes the low frequency folks out there and the high frequency folks out there, that means that I am openly recognizing that divinity through what I'm front loading. And I've got to sit on myself when it comes to judgment or criticism, because, you know, you're just going to start making stories up about that person or that situation or that person or that situation. And, for me, I'm like, knock it off. Stop it. That gets you more ensconced. You're just more like ground into that. Those thought loops, the thought worms in your brain, just traveling on that same trajectory over and over and over again, you guys. So Claire, you're saying, how would you recommend moving through the self-doubt that comes in when trying to switch? In gratitude. Recognize the self-doubt, Claire. Let it be there. And, I think one of the powers in the mental field is that we can, when we start to pay attention to what is going on through our thoughts, we can see the loops that are there that are focused on us. I'm not smart enough. You're never going to fit in. You're never going to belong. Who do you think you are to change the world? Well, that's something I can't tell you how many times certain people have said that to me. Yeah. And I say, you take that and go, wow, I am so grateful that I have courage to rise above. I am so grateful that I'm showing up. I may have self-doubt, but you know what? I'm so grateful to be alive and to be here, because I'm here right now and I'm going for this. Does that help? You go in that direction and you keep talking. 17 seconds, you guys. Can you talk like this? Be powerful. Powerful. I like your handle. Thanks, Chris. I tried to post your link here, but YouTube won't let me. Oh my God, honey, thanks. You guys have to go over to 12academy.com, and I'm a minute. I will hold a forum at some point, and we're just going to keep, I want to build a community support system so that we can have a teaching forum, but also a collective movement in this direction, so that, every day, I'm helping you chop wood, carry water. Every